Well, hello everybody, how's it going? It's your friend Manoli here with another episode of Manoli's Musings. That's right, people, Manoli's Musings. And it take me, you know, 4 or 5 weeks to do another episode this time. See, I'm doing better. I'm doing better, people. I'm trying to do better. That's all I could do. That's all I could do was try to do better. Do a little bit better every day. That's my goal. That's my goal in life. Be a little better every day. It can always be better. But, you know, forward is better than backward. Oh, a little bit of inspiration there from your friend Manoli, huh? If you need inspiration from me, I feel bad for you. Because I'm just moving along, people. I'm just doing my thing. Doing my thing. You know, what else am I supposed to do? I am what I am. Life is life. You do what you can. And you do the best that you can every day. So that's all you can do. Anyway, how's it going, everybody? I'm doing fine. You know, I've been busy lately. I've had a lot going on. I've been out of town the past 3 weekends. The past 3 weekends I've been out of town. This weekend I'm in the old Columbia, South Carolina. Columbia, South Carolina, the capital, as it were. And where I went to college, I went to the University of South Carolina. Go Gamecocks. Football's back, baby. Football is back. It is Saturday in South Carolina, but I'm not going to the game because I have an event I'm going to later. I'm helping my friend celebrate his birthday. My friend Bryce. Bryce Riles, who's been on the show. I've known Bryce for a very long time. Since first grade I've known Bryce, and he's a pretty decent fella. You know, I tend to enjoy Bryce, and happy to celebrate his birthday, although he doesn't know that I'm coming, so I am the guest of honor. Yes, but that'll be later today, so hopefully, I don't think I'll have this published later today, so I won't ruin the surprise, but, you know, when his wonderful wife, Lauren, who sometimes I refer to as Saint Lauren, because to put up with Bryce really requires the patience and the grace of a saint, she said, would you be willing to come up for Bryce's birthday? You know, it'll be a surprise for him. You'll be like a surprise guest. And I'm like, well, you know, how can I say no to that? Plus, I was here anyway. I had to be here last night for rehearsal because I'm doing the Pirates of Penzance up here. I've done that the past 2 years, except the past 2 years I've been the Major General. This year I've been the Pirate. This year I will be the Pirate King. So, which I've been enjoying, sinking my teeth into a new role. So, very good. I guess I'll know this show really, really well by the time I'm done with this production. But, it's been fun, especially last night at rehearsal, because the Major General was not there. So, they had me read some of the dialogue for both characters, particularly the scene where they actually argue with each other, which was a lot of fun. So, always fun to flex your skills as an actor to do both two roles at once is rather fun. So, but I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about my trip. Before we get into that, I mentioned football was back. Now, Carolina won the first game of the season against Virginia Tech. So, we are ranked number 10 going into week 2. We're playing South Carolina State today. So, I don't even want to say it, but we should probably win this game. I mean, the chances are we will win. It's looking pretty likely, you know. I never want to put stuff out there because, you know, you just never know that I'll look like a fool if God forbid something were to happen. But, you know, I feel pretty good about this one. This should be an easier game. So, our quarterback, Lenore Sellers, looks like the stud that we all know he is. And Nick Harbor, he had a great touchdown. He had another one, but they called it back, of course. But anyway, so I'm happy with South Carolina right now. I'm happy with the Gamecocks. Go Cox, baby. Go Cox. It is Saturday in South Carolina. But professional football is also back. It started this week. I'm feeling pretty good about my little fantasy team that I have going on. Yeah, I'm pretty excited for the season. And I was watching last night. I was watching they had a Friday game, the Chiefs versus the Chargers. And they played the game in Brazil, in Sao Paulo. Now they're trying. The NFL is trying to do this thing where they like have these international games. So they'll go play games in London. They'll play games in Germany. They'll play games all over the place. But this one was in Sao Paulo, and they're trying to like get international people, like international people, international countries and people, to like football, like American football. You know, increase their viewership, whatever. So they go and they have these games around the world, and. Anyway, so they have the Chiefs versus the Chargers. And the NFL has announced that they're really going to try to foster an atmosphere of sportsmanship and integrity in the football. So naturally, the first game, which was on Thursday, somebody spit on somebody else. and then, so that happened. And then... and then the Thursday game, they called somebody, they pulled a flag on somebody for flexing on them after they knocked him out, which is so lame. It's like, oh, come on. Like, how ridiculous is that? That was so stupid. The flag was taunting. Oh, taunting. Oh, please. I mean, really, this is the direction you want to go? Make it like, I mean, we're here to play. We're here to watch football. We want to see people, you know, at each other's throats. So, all that to say, last night I was watching the game, and you know, this atmosphere of sportsmanship, where we're trying to really put on a good impression for the international audience. I was watching last night's game, and not only did Travis Kelce knock out one of his own players on accident, Xavier Worthy, young wide receiver, he ran into him or something and knocked him out of the game, and I mean, what a disaster that was. Travis Kelce, or should I call him Mr. Swift? I won't even say the full name of the person, but you know who I'm talking about. And then I was watching, and Kelce, this guy on the Chargers, what was his name? Tyrae Tart. Kelce like pushes him, and this guy Tart just basically like slaps him across the face. You have to go back and look at it. Kelce pushes him, and it's hard. Literally, you know, you can't really punch somebody when they're in a helmet. You know, I've seen people try, and it doesn't usually end well. So he literally, like, I mean, he just slaps the crap out of him. It's really, you know, I'm not condoning violence, but, you know, after the ridiculousness that Kelce and his little publicity stunt with you-know-who, Madam Swift, has pulled in the NFL and has ruined the past 2-3 seasons, because that's all. I mean, I had to learn that those two got engaged from ESPN, the Entertainment Sports Network. Why is it a story? I'm here for football. I'm not here to talk. I don't care about these people's personal lives. I really don't. Just play the damn game. But no, these two are so starved for attention. Even though they have all the attention in the world. So, you know, if somebody had to get slapped, if it had to be Travis Kelce, oh well, so be it. And, you know, they replayed it several times during the broadcast, which, I thought it was a great... What a great look for the NFL. We're gonna travel down to Brazil and, you know, show these people some football. And now they're going to like football because they're going to say, oh, look at that. Did you see that? This is a game where they slap each other instead of, you know, the international football, you know, the actual, well, the original football where they, you know, if you happen to breathe in some of these directions, they flop around on the ground like a damn fish. I'm not talking bad about soccer. I like soccer. I used to play soccer, but I don't like watching it on the TV. It's much better in person, much better live. But hey, Greece is doing pretty well, so there you go. But yeah, go look that up if you're so inclined. I thought it was very funny. And the Chiefs lost. So sick of watching the same team, you know, over and over and over again. It's like, all right, enough. So I was happy they lost. You know, I should say I like Patrick. I don't have a problem with Patrick Mahomes. I think he seems like a pretty good guy. He's a great athlete. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with Mahomes, but you know, it's just. Although I will say, I probably wouldn't feel that way if, you know, every time I watched a Chiefs game, I wasn't shoved. I didn't have a, you know who, Madam Swift shoved down my throat. So you know, maybe I would like them more. But anyway, enough of that. Enough preamble. This will be the third and final part of my recapping of my grand European journey that I had this past summer in May and June. And we left off the last day on board the Sun Princess. So the next day we landed in Barcelona. Now, Barcelona is a city I've been to twice before. I went once in eighth grade, which was a lot of fun with my school, Old First Baptist. It was a lot of fun. We did the whole thing. We had tapas. We did the whole thing. We saw everything there. It was a group of... and our tour guide was Greek, of course. Anacostas. We started in Barcelona. We went down to Rome. So basically, I did the reverse, except I did it on a cruise ship and not on land. But I digress. I like Barcelona the first time I was there. I liked it the second time I was there. And I liked it this time, too. So it's a nice town. When I was on that eighth grade trip, I have one of the ladies put together a scrapbook for me that was on the trip. Really nice lady, Mrs. Rogers. She was her. I was in the same grade as her her daughter, and she's a very good photographer. So I still have it, and I like to go back and look at it sometimes. And there was another school on the trip, I think from like Chicago, the Midwest or something. And now, eighth grade Manoli enjoyed hanging out with the high school girls when he was on the trip. So, it was a good time. I enjoyed it. They took a liking to me, so I enjoyed hanging out with them. It was a good time. But I digress. Anyway, but this time I'm 25-year-old Manoli, so it's been about... I was there the first time 12 years ago, and then I went one time in between. I wasn't there for very long. The second time, but this time I stayed two nights in Barcelona with my family. I like Barcelona. You know, we got there, we got to the hotel, we stayed at a place called the Cotton House Hotel, and nice hotel, old school, old. It was a warehouse, and it was a manor, and then it was now it's a hotel. I liked it there. It was very pretty. It was very nice, but the people that worked there, you know, I tried to order a cup of coffee. And me and my family, and literally, they were so worried that you were going to, like, walk away and not pay. It's like, oh, my gosh. They were so, like, pushy about it. They're like, oh, you have to pay now. You have to pay now. I'm like, okay, would you just give me a second? I'm not going to steal your damn coffee. It's like, would you chill out? And they were so weird about it the whole time. It's like, you tried to get a cup of coffee, and they were like, oh, are you staying here? It was like 25 questions. It's like, can I just have a damn cup of coffee? I mean, what is so confusing? The place you're charging, I don't even want to say how much a night, and you're worried I'm going to walk out with your $3 cup of coffee? Piss off. I mean, honestly. But I digress. But I did like the hotel. The room was nice. Nice terrace out there. Me and my father had coffee out there one of the mornings, and... yeah, you know, after we went through the Inquisition to get there, you know, the actual Spanish Inquisition, I suppose. This time about coffee. Where was I going? So we walked around. I went into the theater, the Palau Theater in Barcelona, which is beautiful. A little classical music hall, a little opera house that they have there. It's not very big. It's not really big enough for stage opera, so they mostly do concerts there. But it's really cool. I mean, look up pictures of it if you've never seen it. Architecturally, it's very cool. The design is very cool. The ceiling is like stained glass, and it's really beautiful. Really unique. So I enjoyed seeing that. I highly recommend if you ever go there, just stop and look at the inside. Unfortunately, I've never seen a performance there, but I would like to. I've been to the main opera house in Barcelona. I believe it's pronounced Le Chu. I saw Puccini's Manon Lescaut there, and I like the opera house, but I discovered that I really don't like that opera. That must be one of the most overrated operas I've ever seen. It's just, there's nothing there. If it wasn't by Puccini, we wouldn't know it at all. I'm not trying to badmouth Puccini. I love Puccini, you know, but that one's a stinker, and I don't know why it's so popular. I think his first opera, Le Villi, is much better. That was the first opera I ever saw. But anyway, so this time I walked through the Palau, which is really nice and beautiful and fun to see. But I'd like to see a performance there someday. And they had a bust of Victoria de Los Angeles there, which is one of my favorite sopranos. One of the great Spanish singers of the 20th century. So it was nice to see that. And then from there, you know, we walked around Barcelona. I love the architecture in Barcelona. It's very pretty. I like European cities and their architecture. I think architecture is very important in the city. They have an identity. And the architecture in Barcelona is very nice. And we had lunch at this place called El Nacional, which is basically, it's like an, I guess it was a parking lot at one point, but they turned it into a place that has several restaurants inside of it, but over under like a dome roof, basically. And it was very nice. We had some nice tapas there. You know, the thing to get in Spain is the ham. The Iberian ham is some of the best ham you will ever eat. It is really delicious. So I think I had Iberian ham with every meal that I have. But they have great cheese, they have great wine, they have great, you know, they have octopus there. It's not like Greek octopus, it's different, you know, with the red pepper. It's still very good. You know, I'm going to be honest, I prefer Greek octopus, but Spanish octopus is not bad. It's pretty good. But it was a really cool place, and we liked it so much we went there for lunch the next day as well. We went in a different spot. El Nacional, if you're ever in Barcelona. What I like about that place? Everything you could walk to. We only had to get in the cab once the whole time we were there. It's nice. Although we did walk down Las Ramblas, which is, you know, kind of like the main street there, I guess, for tourists to walk down. And I have to be honest with you, it was not like I remembered it the first time 12 years ago. It's kind of gone. It's gone a little down, I'm going to be honest. It's a little dirty. It's a little too close to, say, I don't know, Bourbon Street than I like in European cities. I don't know what's going on over there. But I mean, what are you going to do? I can't help it. But it was worth walking down there because we went to a flamenco show, which I've seen every time I've been in Spain. And every time I leave, amazed. I really like the Spanish music, you know, classical music, classical guitar, and excellent flamenco dancing. You know, really nice to see. It's always a pleasure to see it, honestly. You know, the dancers are so talented. I mean, the amount of control and training and craftsmanship and just effort and talent that takes is really, really amazing to see. They had three main dancers, two ladies and one man, and they had one lady, she had this long train on her dress there. She was kicking it around. I think it was it almost hit a few people in the crowd, but it was a really cool experience. Really good to see. Our whole little group went, our whole entourage, and we all loved it. So that was cool. And the first night the dinner wasn't so good. I don't know what was going on, but I mean it was really odd. They had it was a Spanish restaurant, but they also had like Asian food on the menu. And so I was like, well, I wonder if it, you know, like, I wonder who owns it. And the lady said, no, they're Spanish. They're Catalan. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's an interesting choice then to have Asian food on your menu in Spain. And they had Asian like decor as well, like mixed in with Spanish. So I don't know what was going on. But I digress. The food wasn't very good either way, Asian or Spanish. So, a little bit disappointing there, but we did walk around. We went to some old churches. We got some gelato. Leo was happy about that. So that was the first night, and I did get to see the old Roman wall, which is pretty cool. We just happened to walk right past there. That was pretty cool. You know, I like history, obviously. So anything old, anything historical, I want to see it. So, anyway, so the next day, we went back to El Nacional, like I mentioned. I'm kind of flip-flopping on the timeline here. I apologize for that. I'm looking at pictures. Had some tapas, had Spanish omelet, which is very good, by the way. It has the potatoes and little bits of ham in there. It's really, really good, Spanish omelet. I like that a lot. Had some smoked salmon, some olives, you know. Spanish olives are pretty good. We walked past the house that Gaudí designed, with like the dragon house, which is pretty cool. If you never looked it up, I would go check it out, especially if you're there. We didn't go inside, so next time I want to go inside, but the outside is really cool looking. Like the roof is like tiled like dragon scales, and it had, like the balconies, they look like dragon bone. It's pretty damn cool. Definitely check that out. And we went to the Lego store, which is, you know, Leo always likes the Lego store, so we did go in there. It just happened to walk around. You know, we went to the old cathedral in Barcelona, which is really cool. Gothic style cathedral. A very, very pretty cathedral, very beautiful, you know, Gothic architecture, which I happen to like, you know, with the vaulted roofs, the vaulted ceilings, and the gargoyles, and all that stuff. I find it to be a very nice style, I have to say. You know, this stuff is important to me. And the church on the inside was beautiful. Beautiful chapels along the side, really, really nice. And me and Leo went up to the roof, which was a lot of fun. A lot of stairs, but a lot of fun. They had swans and geese roaming around the outside. They had some chapels along the outside as well. And really, it was actually a very pretty church. Why wouldn't it be? But it was cool. It was cool to go to the roof. I have a picture of Leo standing under a gargoyle, which is pretty cool. Nice panoramic views of the city of Barcelona. You could see the water, you could see the beach, which, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but that beach was not there. That beach was artificial, and the sand was imported from the Sahara Desert in Egypt, just so you know. Not that it's on a nice beach, but just so you know, that beach was man-made. A lot of people don't know that, so there's a free one for you. But no, me and Leo hung out at the roof. We got some really good pictures. Like I said, the chapels were beautiful. It was a nice thing to visit. And then later that day, we went to the Sagrada Familia, which is also by Gaudí, which is still yet to be completed, under construction, but very impressive basilica there. Obviously, huge, and construction has been going on for a very long time. I do like the statues of the Sagrada Familia, particularly along the outside, particularly around the nativity scene. And the crucifixion is also, the passion as well, is also very well done. Although, I'll be honest with you, the interior is a little bit too modern for my taste. I'm going to be honest. It's definitely impressive. I mean, the way the stained glass, the way that the light enters the building, the way that, you know, it's framed and all that stuff. I mean, it's very, very impressive. So I'm not taken away from it. And the design is, you know, for what he wanted to do, it was good. But personally, I honestly prefer the more Gothic style than the more modern style. But I will say that the way that the light enters through the stained glass is really cool at the Sagrada Familia. So definitely has that going for it. And it's very impressive either way. I mean, you should definitely go see it. For how huge it is and the effort and the detail that is present there. It is impressive, and I'm not trying to take away from it. It's just for me, personally, I prefer the Gothic style. Nothing against Gaudí or his work. Obviously very impressive, but I prefer the Gothic cathedral, I think. It's just a little... The Sagrada Familia is a little too modern for my taste, but I digress. That night, though, we had an excellent dinner. I forget the name of the place, but it was like a Spanish steakhouse. And we had this excellent roast lamb me and my father split. It was really, really good. They had a big oven going. The lamb was excellent. Greeks happen to like lamb quite a lot. So it's not a big... you don't have to twist my arm to order lamb. So it was really, really good. And had some nice Spanish wine. I believe we have more ham. So that was good. So we spent two nights in Barcelona, and then my family went home. But I got on a train, a high-speed rail, and I went to Madrid because I'd never been there. And my uncle was telling me, my uncle Leon, my godfather, actually, he was telling me that, oh, have you ever been to Madrid? And I'm like, well, no, I've never been. And he's like, oh, you should definitely go check it out while you're there. It's a great city. I loved it there, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, when's the next time I'm going to be in Spain? So I tacked on an extra 3 days to the trip on the back end, and I said I was going to Madrid. And so my family flew home, and I got on the train, which went, I think the top speed I saw was about 300 kilometers per hour, which is well over 200 miles per hour. And it was a cool experience. You know, they fed you. The food was pretty decent on the train. They gave you coffee. They gave you, They gave you a little bit of booze there, which was nice. And you got to ride through the Spanish countryside, which is beautiful. Beautiful farmland. You know, you got to see some old ruins, some castles that were gone. It's just amazing. It's like you don't have that in America, which, you know, it's America's newer. But it's just like it's such a normal thing in Europe to see these old medieval towns or castles that are just there. You know, it's something that we don't have here. But train driver, it's very nice. I got to my hotel in Madrid. I was staying at the, what was it called? The Edition in Madrid. Very nice hotel. I got a really good rate on it too, so I was very happy about that. I booked it pretty far in advance, so it was well worth the stay. Beautiful hotel, nice rooftop pool. They had a nice bar scene there. I wanted to stay downtown, you know. I prefer to walk everywhere, and honestly, you know, if you stay outside the city, you're gonna have to, you know, you're gonna have to pay to travel anyway. I mean, I guess you could take the metro, but you know, whatever. I don't know. I wanted to stay downtown. I wanted to walk, enjoy the downtown, enjoy the city. So I did. It was very nice. And that first day, I went to the Prado Museum, and I walked there. I was a little out of it, But it was pretty hot in Madrid, I'll have to say. The summer was just getting started. It was already in June. So it was just starting to heat up around the world. And Madrid, it was pretty hot. But, you know, I like the heat, as I've said multiple times on this podcast. So I'd much rather be hot than cold. The architecture in Madrid is very, very beautiful. I think it's even a little bit better than Barcelona in some cases. I mean, every building's like a work of art. It's not a huge city. Like, the actual city center is rather small, which is nice because you could walk everywhere, but really first class all around. I mean, there's not a part of that city that's ugly or unsightly or gross. I mean, I walked all around, and it's a beautiful city. So I'm glad I went, and I went to the Prado Museum, which is the big art museum, like the Louvre of Madrid, and I saw some great. Yeah, you know, they wouldn't let you take pictures on the inside, and they were pretty strict about it, but it's pretty cool. You know, I saw portraits of the royal family, which, you know, any opera fan knows Verdi's Don Carlos, the original French version, was heavily features the royal family, Philip II and Elizabeth de Valois and all that stuff. So it was kind of cool to see their portraits, especially being such a fan of that opera. But the Prado is very impressive. They have all kinds of artwork there, from antiquity to, 1800s. I mean, I saw El Greco, I saw Goya, I saw, they have Da Vinci there, I believe. I think they had a Da Vinci. I know they had Caravaggio. They had two of those, which I love Caravaggio. Really interesting artwork there with the chiaroscuro, the light in the dark. But I was most impressed with Velasquez, and I had never really looked into his artwork, but super impressive. Really, really impressive artwork. El Greco was great. Obviously, he's Greek. I like his work. It's a little... His work is rather abstract, and it's the way that he plays with the colors is interesting. And Goya is interesting because, you know, he was such a regular painter, and then like later on in his life, I don't know what happened to him. I think he had something happened. His paintings got rather disturbing. Like, I mean, I saw Saturn devouring his child. You know, that episode from Greek mythology, Saturn. I mean, Kronos. The real version, not Saturn. It's ridiculous. You know, the Romans copied our mythology, the Greek mythology, and they just changed the names, and now it's like, oh, Saturn this, Jupiter this, blah blah blah. In the original Greek, it was Kronos, it was Zeus, it was Poseidon, it was whatever. That was our mythology. So anyway, I saw Kronos eating his child, which was rather disturbing, very disturbing painting. I was on a guided tour, so we walked around. I walked around a little bit by myself. But Velasquez, wow. What impressive artwork. The realism, the attention to detail, the way that the shadows play, the way that the lighting is. I mean, one of the paintings was painted from such a perspective that he made, you know, and I'm sure he wasn't the first and the last to do this, but he made, like, the background, like, rather hazy, and he made the foreground rather sharper. It's just very, it's just stuff you wouldn't think about. Like, it's just amazing how these painters were able to create these 3D, very real scenes. So I was really impressed with his artwork. Probably my favorite that I saw that day. But yeah, the museum's excellent. And then that night, I went to the Casa de Botín, which is the oldest operating restaurant in the world, Guinness World Record, from 1725. So I was there in its tricentennial year, which is pretty cool. What are the odds of that? I guess the odds would be 1 in 300. Well, no, that's not right, is it? I don't know. Don't ask me to do statistics on this podcast, please. I'm sure you don't want to hear it either. But I went to the Casa de Botín, which was the world's oldest restaurant, like I just said. I don't know why I said that again. And it's hard to get into. So what I did was I asked the concierge at the hotel, I'm like, can you get me into Botín? And I'm like, I'm only one person. And she's like, yeah, just show up around 9 or so, and you know, they'll let you in there. So I went there. And the great thing about Madrid is that, it, you know, and all of Europe is that it would stay light outside, like, until 9:30, 10 o'clock, basically. So there was still sunlight in there. So I, you know, I went to the Botín. They're like, come back in like 45 minutes. We'll have something for you. So I did. And I went around to another bar. Had a drink. They poured me one of the biggest scotches I've ever seen in my life, which, you know, I was happy about. But I was also like, there's a lot, you know. So by the time I got to the Botín, I was feeling pretty good. And it was a great experience eating there. You know, I got lots of pictures and videos, and some of the other guests were mad at me because I was accidentally filming them, and I was like, I'm not filming you, I'm filming the restaurant, you know. And they were, but whatever. So I sat down, and I had more Iberian ham, big plate of Iberian ham, very nice. You know, some bread. Had some Spanish wine. It was very good. Nice red, full-bodied. I like that, full-bodied wine. But yeah, that was very good. And what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I was... I like completely lost my train of thought. Yeah, so I had nice Iberian ham. And then the thing that they do at the Botín, which is their specialty, is this roast suckling pig. Which sounds terrible, like the name of that is just like, oh, the poor little pig, but oh man, it was so good. I mean that's like real, man. I mean that's a real deal. The roast suckling pig, the way that, I mean, just the texture and the flavors and the aromas is so. I had never had anything like that. Honestly, it was so. Good. I mean, it was just so damn good. I ate it. You know, I had a portion for one, but you know, some tables, you know, they have a whole little pig there. And I did see the oven where they were putting them in, which was pretty cool. The famous Botín oven. I saw the wine cellars, which is very cool. A very cool place to eat. I'm glad I went there. But, oh man, that roast sucking pig. I don't know how to describe it. I mean, it was just delicious. I mean, just the tenderness and the flavor and just the, I mean, it just really was something special. I'm glad I went there. I'm glad I was able to get in. It was definitely worth the hype. So, you know, sometimes people like that, oh, it's a historic this, it's a historic that. And you get there and it's, you know, it sucks, you know, basically. They charge you an arm and a leg. They rush you out of there. But this place, you know, was a real deal. They treated me nice. I ate good. It was a good time. So I enjoyed that. And then, what did I do after that? I think I just went back to bed. Yeah, I don't think I went anywhere after that. I didn't really go to the bars there just because, you know, I'm familiar and I was by myself. So, you know, whatever. I went, you know, I hung out a little bit at some of the bars, but not, you know, mostly during the day or, you know, not super late at night. Unfamiliar city, you know. But the next day, I got up and I went to the palace, the Royal Palace of Madrid, which is actually bigger than the Palace of Versailles. So, is very impressive. It's a little bit later. Let me look up exactly when it was built. So there was a palace there before, but I know that palace was, I believe, was it torn down? I don't know. Palace Madrid. When was it built? I want to say 1700. So it's a little bit later than Versailles. But let me just check it out real fast. Oh, and why does the website doesn't say the year it was built? Why can't I get an answer? Why? Oh, can't you just tell me when it was built? Okay, 1735. Construction started. Thank you. I had to literally... I mean, it should be like the first thing, but I digress. 1735. Now, the Royal Palace is very impressive. Talk about beautiful architecture. Very, very pretty. And the courtyard in front is really impressive, too. It's just huge. And across from it is the Cathedral of Madrid, which is also very pretty. But I enjoy, you know, they still have a Spanish royal family. They don't live there anymore. They live in a smaller palace outside of the city. But the Royal Palace, the history there, it was very interesting. Of course, the artwork there and the architecture and the paintings on the ceiling and in the rooms. And I got to see the billiard room. I got to see the dining room. I mean, everything is just gold and silver and jade and all kinds of materials. Really, really beautiful. They had the dining room, one of the biggest dining room tables I've ever seen. Hundreds of seats on it. Literally, I think over 100 seats. This huge, long table. I mean, really impressive, beautiful royal palace. So I'm looking at my pictures now to make sure I'm not missing anything I want to talk about. But the throne room was, I mean, really impressive. The throne, I mean, that was a throne, man. I mean, that was the King of Spain. That was it. That was the throne. And they let you know it. The throne was very impressive. And the chapel was beautiful as well. It had gold, you know, gold all on the ceiling, gold gilded. It was really beautiful as well. They wouldn't let you all the way in, but the royal chapel was very beautiful. They have a music collection there. They have a collection of instruments. They have several Stradivarius violins and cellos there. So that's really cool. You know, I've seen one Stradivarius and I've heard one Stradivarius in my life, but to have seen multiple under one roof, it just goes to show the the prestige of that palace. It was very cool. For those who don't know, Stradivarius was a very celebrated maker of violins and violas and cellos. So I'm sure you know Stradivarius. If you know anything about music, you've heard the name Stradivarius before. But definitely go visit the palace. And went over to the cathedral, which is also very pretty. And then I went past the Teatro Real, which is the opera house in Madrid. I went in there. It wouldn't let you all the way in, so I went into the lobby. But very pretty on the outside, at least. I wish there would have been an opera going on while I was there. They were advertising Il Lombardi, which is one of Verdi's early operas. I believe the fourth opera he wrote. I know that. It was the fourth opera he wrote. And they're also advertising the Traviata, which I've seen before. But it's a pretty opera house right across from the palace, hence the name Real. So there you go. And I had lunch over there. I had some nice, I had a nice steak, I guess it's kind of like a New York strip or maybe a flank steak that they do. They call it entrecote. And it was a little steak and frites, which I enjoyed very much. Sat outside, had a nice beer. It was good. And later that day, I went to the stadium of Real Madrid. I guess Real Madrid. I don't know. What's the proper way to say it? I know Maria, one of my listeners, is from Spain. So if you could tell me, that would be great. Shout out to Maria. Loyal listener. But that stadium was very impressive. It was really cool seeing, the trophy room, which, you know, like I said before, I like soccer. It's not, like, my favorite sport, so I'm not, like, the most emotional about it. But just seeing, like, the... the pride and the prestige and the level of like reverence and just like, I don't know, just like excitement that it stirred into people, like in that throne room, and the music they were playing, it like, it made me emotional. And like, I'm not necessarily a Real Madrid fan, you know, I don't have anything against them, but it's like, I don't really follow soccer all that much, so, but it was like, it was moving me just being in there. So imagine like somebody who was really into that. I mean, I'd go recommend see it just regardless, because the stadium's really impressive. Like the way that they treat the grass is very interesting. They have it like, they can like lower it, and they have like a greenhouse. I don't know how they do it. It was very cool. I can't explain it, but that was really cool. Like, yeah, the trophy room was awesome. You know, all the cups that they have there was very cool. So I recommend go see that as well, especially if you're into sports at all. So very impressive stadium outside the city. So I took an Uber over there, or I took a cab rather. I took a cab over there. It wasn't an Uber. I can't remember. I took a cab back. And then that night I went to Casa de Alberto. Now, it's another famous old Spanish restaurant. And I gotta be honest, it wasn't very good. It was okay. Some things were good. You know, I had Spanish omelet there. Excellent. I sat by myself. It was very hot in there, so... Which, you know, old Spanish restaurant, whatever. I'm not going to complain about the heat. But Spanish omelet was good. The croquettes were good. I had some sardines. It was very weird how they served it. Or anchovies. No, anchovies. It's very weird how they serve it. They put it, like, over guacamole. And, like, there was, like, red sauce on the bottom. I didn't like it at all. I don't know why they did it that way. And then the octopus I had that night there, it's just... It wasn't good. I mean, flat out, just wasn't good. It was tough. It didn't taste very good. I believe it had octopus and lamb in it, and the lamb wasn't very good either. So, that was kind of a miss. I'm sorry, Casa de Alberto. You know, pretty restaurant, but I don't know. Maybe I just ordered wrong, but I wasn't a big fan of that one. So, I missed on that one, but the poutine was very good. So, I guess, you know, I was one for two. Anyway, so then the next day, my third and last day of my trip and my grand adventure, I went to the famous Retiro Park, I don't know, that sounded way too southern. I try to pronounce things properly on this show, but I struggle sometimes. The thing about Madrid that's really cool is that there's a lot of green space, a lot of parks and whatnot, so actually more than you would expect from like such a major city. I mean, it is the capital, so... but yeah, the park was beautiful. Beautiful greenery, landscaping, beautiful flowers, beautiful, I mean, really everything. It was very nice to walk through. Very impressive park there. And they have this little lake in the middle there with people, you could rent a boat and paddle around in there. They had nice statues and monuments and stuff. It was worth walking. I had a nice lunch there. I had a lunch in the park. I had a little beer, a little Iberian ham sandwich, a ham and cheese sandwich, and I had some real anchovies, which was a welcome sight after that pitiful display that the Casa de Alberto put on. So that was good. They gave me real anchovies, which I love anchovies. They're so good. One of the best things you can eat, actually. Very good for you. High in omega-3. I had a nice sandwich. So that made up, and it was very, very good. Very nice lunch. Yeah, it was pretty. The park is beautiful. You know, they have turtles. I saw black swans. I saw all kinds of stuff. Pretty, really interesting birds. It was well worth going through. I went to the botanical gardens as well, which it wasn't quite as interesting. I have to say, it was pretty, but it wasn't like all that special. I had to pay to get into that, so that was kind of a miss. But I didn't spend much time in there. I guess I was kind of tired of walking at that point. I think maybe during, maybe at a different time of year it would have been pretty, but it was okay. That wasn't so interesting. But, and then I walked through the city, I walked through some squares, and I went up to the pool. You know, I was like, I'm going to enjoy my last day. I want to sit out by the pool. And I got maybe like 20 minutes of good pool time. I didn't get in the water, but I sat out on my chair. I had a mojito. The sun was out, the birds were singing, and then about 20 minutes later, the darkest, grayest cloud came up over the horizon, and it just started pouring on us, and I went inside. I had a couple more drinks after that, but I was like, man, I could have gone any of the other days, and I would have been fine, but this is the day I decided to go, and it freaking storms on me, but you know, what are you going to do? But anyway, so then I went out, I went back and I changed and I went to dinner, and I'm glad I grabbed an umbrella because it downpoured on me while I was walking to dinner. It was a complete torrential downpour. I mean, my shoes were soaked, but I mean, I did have an umbrella, so that was good. Otherwise I would have been completely drenched. Yes. And I went to a place called, what was it called? Gloria Bendita, newer restaurant. This the concierge recommended, and it was very good. They gave me some nice bread. They gave me some olives for free, which was nice. Nice gift. I made a reservation to the hotel, so maybe that's why. And I had a nice glass of wine, more Iberian ham. You know, my last night in Spain, so I'm gonna get the most out of it. And I had octopus there that was grilled. It was very good. That was really good octopus. That was what I was looking for since I got to Spain. I wanted really good octopus. And that made up for it. I was like, and I told them, I said, this is the best octopus I've had since I've been here. Was it grilled? No, it wasn't grilled. They did it. I don't know how they did it, but it was very good. I'm looking at it now. It was good. They gave you a lot of it too, which I appreciated. So that was my last night of my trip. Oh, poor Manoli. So the next morning I got up and I looked at the beautiful sight of the sun rising over Madrid. I had a great view from my room, a beautiful view of the rooftops, and I could see the cathedral and the palace way in the background. So the sunrise over Madrid was very nice to look at as I got ready to leave and head to the airport. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful morning. I drove past some more amazing buildings I didn't even get a chance to visit while I was there on the way to the airport. And I was flying, I decided to fly business class on the way home, which was, I was checking in for my flight, and I liked the, they gave me a pretty good deal on it. So I was like, well, you know, I was kind of, you know, I was like, oh man, I got to get on this plane. It's never fun coming back, you know, going over. You're excited for your trip, blah, blah, blah. It's like, man, I got to go back. The flight's always longer going back from Europe because I guess the wind's against you. And it was never fun. So I was like, I'll do business class. Why not? So I did. And that was a great experience. You know, you got to go through your own line, your own check-in, your own security. I got to hang out at the Iberia Lounge, which was pretty cool. And I went to the lounge and I was hanging out. I got some food, a little bit of breakfast, get something in my stomach, and I went up to the bar and I ordered a beer. It was in the morning, so you know, I figured I'd start out slow, but I noticed next to the bar there was just a cart full of different liquors, and I noticed that on the bar cart there was a Johnny Walker Blue Label, which Johnny Walker Blue Label is primo scotch. You know, I've only ever had it once in my life. Somebody gave it to me as a graduation gift from college, so shout out to Frank Coupiers for that gift. That was a great gift, and he actually got my name inscribed on it, so that was really cool. So that was the only time I had Blue Label before, but let me look up the average cost of a bottle of Blue Label. So total wine's got it at $4.99, so that's about right. So but I noticed they had a bottle of Blue Label on the bar cart, and I'm like, huh, that's interesting. And then I noticed people were walking up and just self-serving themselves Johnny Walker Blue, and I'm like, I couldn't believe my eyes. So I was like, what the hell with this beer? Like, screw that. Like, I went over there, and I'm like, I asked the bartender, I'm like, excuse me, is that, we can have any of that stuff over there? He's like, oh yeah, just get whatever you want. And I'm like, what? So, yes, they give away Johnny Walker Blue at the Iberia Lounge. I was amazed. I took pictures of it. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was talking to the guy next to me. I'm like, do you see what's going on here? He's like, yeah, man, I never seen that before. He likes scotch, too. I'm like, man, we got to get some. So I did. I had a nice blue label, which is very smooth and very nice. Good way to start your day, especially when you're about to get on a plane. And I got on the plane, and it was, you know, the business class there was very nice, I will say. They had good movies, you know, had lay flat seats, had everything. You know, listen, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I thoroughly enjoyed my flight. You know, it was definitely enjoyable. They had a menu. They gave you food. They gave me, I had smoked salmon with avocado. It was very good. They had veal ribs that were very good as well. A little dessert. Very nice. They gave you bread. The seat was very nice. They had a little remote that you use to control the screen. It was first class. You know, I had nice. I have this thing called cava, which is like Spanish champagne that they were giving out. So I had quite a few glasses of that. It was really delicious. I should have been drinking that the whole time. But yeah, I watched Gladiator, which I love. Amazing movie. What we do in life echoes through eternity. It's an amazing movie. Love that one. So I watched that while I was sipping on my cava. Had some snacks. Little bread crackers that were very good. Little tiny breadsticks that they were giving out was really good. Obando. I don't know what that is. The food was good. The drinks were good. It was a great experience. And then later on, they were giving away more Johnny Walker Blue. So I had another glass of that, which was, I got pictures of that too, which, you know, I mean, come on, man. You're flying 30,000 feet in the air sipping Johnny Walker Blue. You're a pretty happy fellow watching Gladiator. I mean, what could be better than that? You know, it was a nice experience. So it was a great flight. And I woke up the next morning and I gave a little bit of breakfast. I had another little omelet. I was watching Top Gun that morning, sipping on some coffee, some cava, watching Top Gun, the original, which I like both of them. I like the sequel as well, the one that they redid, but, you know, watching that. I think Val Kilmer, I think he just died before that trip had started. When was that? So rest in peace, Val Kilmer. So that was it. He died April 1st, so that was in June. So yeah, it was kind of sad. Great actor, I think. But that's a good movie, Top Gun. I just like it. You know, it's very 80s. It's just a fun movie. The first time I watched it, I was like, well, where's the plot? And there's really not a strong plot in Top Gun. It's just kind of like different stuff happens. That's just cool. So it's very much like the rule of cool and the rule of, like, you know, fun dialogue and, you know, fun character stuff. The romance is whatever. I don't really care about that. But it's a cool movie. I mean, come on. It's classic. I like that one. So yeah, that was it. And I got back, got off at JFK. First thing I had when I landed was a big cheeseburger with bacon on it and French fries, you know, really, and a beer. So I really did the American thing there. Hey, welcome back to America. Some mustard on that. It was very, very good. It was a nice thing to have. And then I got on my plane back home, and that was it. So that was my trip. So I three-parter, a recap of the trip. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. It was a great trip. I'm sad it was over, but I was blessed to be able to do it. Blessed to be able to do so many great things on that trip. I mean, think about it, from Greece to Montenegro, to Sicily, to Barcelona, to Madrid. It was a great time. I was gone almost 3 weeks, 20 days exactly, and I was gone a long time, but it was great, man. I had a great time. It was an amazing trip. It was really, really amazing and beautiful, and I just grateful and blessed that I was able to do it. So that's it. So I'll leave it there. Went long again, sorry, but you know, hey, I gotta knock this thing out, you know, so there it is. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. Like, subscribe, share, comment, whatever you gotta do. get the word out about old Manoli's musings, you know, and I'll see you next time, hopefully sooner rather than later. I'm really gonna try to do more episodes. It's hard when you haven't done one in a while to like get back into it and get over like get over the hump, basically, like oh, I gotta do this. But then when I'm in it, you know, it's a lot easier than it is. But it's hard if you haven't done one for a while. It's like get in that headspace. But I'm back. I'm really gonna try to do more frequent episodes. I've just been very busy. So I got home and I got really, really busy. So I was hey, busy is good. Busy is good. Business is good. So very happy, very, very nice time. So I hope you enjoy your weekend. Go Cox, and I'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye.